Chapter 3. The Swim Meet. The day of the swim meet was hot and steamy. Dan was excited, but he felt a little nervous as he and his parents headed for the pool. Other families were also on their way to the pool. Some were black, some were white. Posters outside of the building read, "Neighborhood Swim Meet Today. Everyone welcome. Join us in bringing people together." For a minute, Dan was a little scared. What if some people really did get mad about the black kids being in the pool? He couldn't see why people would be mad, but everybody said it was true. He looked at the other families. He noticed that no parents had let their son or daughter come alone. The doors of the pool building stood wide open, and people streamed into the pool area. Boys and girls headed for the changing rooms to change into swimsuits. Their parents found seats in the bleachers beside the pool. As they ran out of the dressing room, Dan spotted Jesse. "Want to be my partner in the relay race?" he yelled. "Sure," Jesse said. "Are you any good?" "You bet," Dan said. "Even better than a few weeks ago." A shrill whistle from one of the coaches interrupted them. "Choose your partners for the two-person relay," he shouted. Dan and Jesse looked at each other. "Okay," they said together. That was the first race. But there were more to follow. Black kids and white kids swam together. Teams of boys and girls competed. Neighbors challenged each other. It truly was a meet where everyone was welcome.